We are in Simen Shin Samach Dalet Siv Gimel, and we'll be doing Gimel through Hay. Siv Gimel, Mavui Okum Kamin Dalis. If you have a Mavui that bends, but it's like a Dalet, that means that it bends only once. Dino Kiilu Hoya Mefulish Bak Mimus. Now, the Gemara says that a Mavui Okum has a din of a Mavui Mefulish. We learned already before that a Mavui Mefulish, a Mavui that is open from one end to the other, Chazal said that it's not enough to have the standard tikkun of a mavui of a lechi or a kore, but what you need is a tzuras ha-pesach on one side and then a lechi or a kore on the other side. In the case of a mavui akum, the Gemara says dino kim a foolish. So there's a machlokas we've shown him what that means. Dino kim a foolish, that even though it bends, I would have said that it's not a foolish, and you could have done with a lechi v'kore at either end. Kamash malon, so it teaches us that you need a tzuras ha-pesach at one end as if it were straight. Or there's the other sheet that's a Rishonim. And that is that a Mavu Yakum Dino Kama Foolish, the bend is considered a Pilush. The bend is considered as if it's open to the Rishas Harabim, because we're afraid that someone who's standing at one end or the other end is going to just see it, who's going to stand at one bend or the other one, is going to see this as the beginning or end and won't realize that the beginning and end are at the other side totally. So the Mechaber Paskins, the Tzorech Tzuris Pesach Bak Mimuso, the Mechaber Paskins, like the Rishonim who hold, the Dino Kama Foolish means that the Akmimus, the bend, the corner there, that needs a Tikkun. What is that? Either you make a Tzuris HaPesach where it bends, Ubishnei Roshav, and what do you do with the two other ends, the Chol Echad Lechi V'Kora? We look at it as if there were two Mavois here. The bend is as if it's one end of it, then each end will be the other end of that particular mavui. So you have a lechi v'kore at either end, and a tzuras ha-pesach in the middle. Tzuras pesach b'chol echad mishnei roshav, or you put a tzuras ha-pesach at the two ends, v'lechi al-kore b'akmimuso, and the akmimus gets a lechi or a kore. So that's if it's in the shape of a dalet that it only bends once. V'im osui k'min ches, whereas what if it bends twice? That means you go from the Rishus HaRabim, and then it, say, bends to the right or left, and then bends again, and you come back to the Rishus HaRabim. So what's its din there? Tzarech Tzuras Pesach b'shnei akmim musav, b'lechi okora b'shnei roshav. You'll need a Tzuras HaPesach at each bend, and a lechi v'kora at either head. Or the Mishnah Berurah speaks out the other way around as well. You can have a Tzuras HaPesach at either end, and a lechi v'kora at each one of the akmumias. Now, this halacha is only a halacha in a mavui, not a halacha in a chatzar. In a chatzar, they never said that a chatzar that bends has halachas that you have to go ahead and make a tikkun where it does bend, but it is a halacha in a mavui. Now, the Mishnah Berurah says that since the Ri and the Rashba and the Gemara learn otherwise, they learn that you do not need a tikkun at the bend, and the chiddush of the Gemara is that it has a din of a mefulish, and you still need a tzuras ha-pesach at one end of it, but really nothing in the middle. So the Mishnah Berurah lemaisa puts that together with the shaila of what do our chatzeres have a din of? Do they have a din of a mavui, or do they have a din of a chatzer? So since it's a suffix, they may be a chatzer in the first place. Even if we do call it a mavui, there too it's a machlokas Rishonim, so that we would not have to be machmer and give it the halachas of Mavui Yaakov making tikkunim every time it bends. Now, what happens if this is more than 10 amas wide and it bends? Is it enough to have a lechi v'kora there, or must you have a tzuras ha-pesach? So lemaisa, the Mishnah Berurah brings a machlokas. He brings Machlokas Rishonim, and here too he says, since there are Rishonim who say that you don't need any tikkun in the middle anyway, so putting a lechi v'kora in the middle would still work, because it may mean that it needs nothing. Even if it does need something, it could be that a lechi or a kora would be good enough. Further, Siv Dalid, Mavois hapsuchim elu le'elu. If you have Mavois that are open one to the other, ve'ena okum shalechad nem notelur shusar rabim. And the bend of neither of them is going towards the Rishus HaRabim. Kevin shepsichas hamavi achitzon l'Rishus HaRabim, since ultimately, when you get to the very end of it, it's open to the Rishus HaRabim, Hare Osa Movi Shepasuach Elo Bakmimuso Choshev Kepasuach Lo Rishus HaRabim V'chein Movi HaPasuach Lo Osa Movi V'chein Kulam. If you have a series of Mavois that are bending, and then the next one bends, and the next one bends, and the next one bends, and at one end you have Rishus HaRabim, and at the other end you have Rishus HaRabim, this is called a Movi HaMafulish, and therefore you'd need a Tikkun for every one of the bends. Sifhei, Mavoi ha'osui kenadl. A nadl is a centipede. A marbe raglayim. Dahainu, what is that? Mavoi godl. You have this central mavoi, and coming out of it are all these little mavois, as if these were the tentacles or feet of the centipede. Shaharbe mavois ktanim psuchim lo. V'roshe hashniim psuchim l'rishus harabim. And the little ones are open to the rishus harabim. The big mavui ultimately is open to Rishus HaRabim. Even though the psochem are not mechuvin one to the other, so what's the halacha? We're talking about where the small ones are open to the Rishus HaRabim, but on one side they're open to the mavui, and they're not mechuvin to one another. So nowhere do you see that it's mefulish to the Rishus HaRabim. But since you're coming off the big mavi, you go into the small one, and the small one ends up in a Rishus HaRabim, we consider each ben to be an akmimus going to a Rishus HaRabim, in which case it is a mavi mefulish. So osin l'chalecha b'makam sichos olim mavi gadol tzuris pesach, obrosh ha'asheni ha'pasuch Rishus HaRabim lechi okora. So that's with regard to the small ones. Uva mavi gadol imhuma foolish. If the mavi gadol itself is open to the rishus harabim, osa tzuras pesach mitzad echod umitzida osheni lechi okora v'muhusosam osa lechi okora barosho. And what if it is closed on three sides? So even though all of these small ones are open to the rishus harabim, and you'll have to do a tikkun for them at their beginning as well as where they join this big one, but that will not turn the big one into a mavi mefulish, and if it is sealed on that third side, all it needs is a lechi v'kora. Even if they're mechuvin to one another, so in which case you could say that there's a direct pilush going through the big one, nevertheless, a lechi v'kora will be sufficient if it's closed at the third side.